Celebrating his 62nd birthday today, guitarist Peter Green, one of the original members of Fleetwood Mac, born in 1946. One of the big issues of the presidential campaign as it winds down to the last few days is the fate of small business in this country. Both campaigns saying they've got the better program to help small businesses. But there's an organization that represents small businesses around the nation that's really not happy with either one of the candidates. That's the American Small Business League. We're joined once again by their communications director, Christopher Gunn, from their offices in Petaluma, California. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me on.
A lot of small business programs really are the result of Republican administrations over the past. The Small Business Act was passed during the Eisenhower administration. The Minority Business Enterprise Program was created under Richard Nixon. What's happening to them today, in your view, and what does the future hold, depending on the outcome of the election?
Well, today, small businesses are really kind of getting the short end of the stick, so to speak. The Small Business Administration is a shadow of its former self. And we're looking for that to change with the new administration. Unfortunately, we haven't seen either of these presidential candidates really come out and talk about this issue in any kind of significant way. And that is actually saying that they are making a commitment to essentially stopping the diversion of federal small business contracts to large corporations, increasing the SBA's budget and staffing to a more reasonable level. As you know, the SBA's budget has been cut by more than half during the last 8 years, and their staffing has actually been cut back significantly as well. And then more than that, we'd actually like to see the administrator of the SBA actually added back to the president's cabinet, and several rules that have been put in place over the last several years, which have allowed some of these problems and these loopholes to continue to be kind of abolished. And that's in a continued movement to kind of reverse some of the anti-small business, anti-small business administration moves that have been made by the current administration and by previous administrations who unfortunately were of the Republican Party.
You have made a lot of noise in the last few weeks and few months, for that matter, about monies that were supposed to be used to purchase services and goods from small businesses being diverted to Fortune 1000 companies. It appears now you're saying that the Bush administration has responded not by fixing the problem, but by cutting off your information.
That's absolutely true, yes. More than once over the last several years, we've actually had information that was previously available in a public forum removed from that forum, and we believe that it's in an effort to decrease transparency and stop individuals or advocacy groups like ourselves from actually holding the government's feet to the fire on some of these issues. Say, for example, annual revenue or employee number information fields, rather, were removed from the Central Contractors Registration Database, which is a database of all federal contractors, and those two fields essentially allow you to identify whether or not a firm is large or small for purposes of contracting with the federal government.
There are several programs in the federal government, some within the SBA, some outside of the SBA, designed to help specific categories of small businesses, women-owned businesses, veteran-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses. What's happening to those programs in the last few years?
You know, those programs are not being acknowledged in the way that we think they should be. Say, for example, the women-owned program. In 2000, Congress passed a law that would establish a 5% set-aside for women-owned firms. Unfortunately, the current administration has failed to implement that set-aside program, and as a result, women-owned firms have suffered. Just this last year, the SBA just released their numbers. We found out that the SBA actually awarded 3.41% of their contracting opportunities to women. It fell short of that goal pretty significantly. And just to give you a barometer on that, and during 2006, the SBA actually hit 3.41% as well. So there was really no marked improvement on the amount of contracting dollars that were actually awarded to women-owned firms. In terms of veterans and minorities, just recently they eliminated the certification program for the Small Disadvantaged Business Program, which in our minds removes a lot of legitimacy from that program, because once you remove the certification process, there's really nothing that is in place to actually prevent companies that are in fact not small disadvantaged businesses from certifying themselves as such. And then beyond that, the Bush administration actually disbanded the office within the Small Business Administration that was specifically designed to assist better-known firms, and they disbanded the Veterans Advisory Council.
Philosophically, practicality aside, but just philosophically, why should small firms, minority-owned firms, women-owned firms, firms owned by veterans and disabled veterans, why should they get preference in some forms of federal purchasing of services and goods?
Small businesses are essentially the backbone of our nation's economy. They are essentially the heart and soul, the beat of our nation's drum. And small businesses are an engine for growth for our national economy. And when small businesses prosper, so does everyone else. Small businesses are only entitled to 23% of the total value of all prime and subcontracts, which is about $500 billion, that total amount, which means that small businesses are only entitled to about $140 billion a year, which is relatively small considering the volume of firms that are actually small and trying to compete for those contracts as compared to large businesses that are receiving a lion's share of those contracts, that other 73%.
Are the taxpayers getting a fair shake, though, if a certain portion of federal spending is earmarked for one group when possibly a lower bid might be available from another group of businesses?
I think so. And in fact, when you're looking at a situation where within the federal procurement system, large companies often receive preferences over smaller companies, I think that we've actually run into several situations, even just over the last year, hearing from small business owners who were able to provide a better price for the products and services that they were providing, but lost out to a larger company because the government maybe had a contractual obligation to work with that company, or maybe there were other factors involved. But in any case, that small business was actually able to provide a better price for those products and services than that larger company, and in many cases it was significant.
From the perspective of your organization, does either presidential candidate show more deference to small businesses? Is either one of them more likely to be supportive of these ends?
You know, in February of last year, or February of this year, rather, the American Small Business League actually issued an endorsement of Senator Barack Obama based on a statement that he made. It's time to end the diversion of small business contracts to corporate giants. That is an issue that's near and dear to our heart. It's something that we are incredibly passionate about because of the volume of contract dollars that we believe are being diverted away from small businesses and being sent into the hands of large corporations. That said, since we've heard that statement, neither Barack Obama nor John McCain have actually come out and made statements about that issue in a public forum, say, for example, during the debates or during any kind of national speech. Anytime they talk about small businesses, they essentially veer away from the diversion of small business contracts to large corporations and even acknowledging increasing the SBA's budget and doing things like that. We're concerned about the fact that neither Barack Obama nor John McCain have actually seemed to care or are willing to address small business issues in a really significant way as their campaigning continues.
Given that the Congress is going to be controlled by Democrats for the next 2 years, probably for the next 4 years at least, what are you looking for from the Congress? Do you see more support there as a result?
You know, I certainly hope so. We're definitely looking for legislation to be passed that would stop this problem. We've actually written a piece of legislation with Senator Barbara Boxer from California. We are a constituent of hers, and as a result, we have written legislation that would preclude the federal government from counting small business contract awards to large corporations. And in layman terms, it would mean that essentially no firm that is publicly traded would be able to be counted towards a small business procurement goal. And as a result, we think that we'd have cleaner, much cleaner data and a more accurate picture of how many contracts are going to legitimate small businesses. We're hoping to get that passed through in the next Congress, and I think that we may be able to do it.
Chris, always appreciate talking with you, and we'll get back with you again soon.
All right, Walt. Thanks so much.
Chris Gunn is a communications director of the American Small Business League, talking to us from their offices in California. You're listening to AM Lansing on 1320 WILS.